Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth
enough! You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right. Time for Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Manfield and Patricia Sunny, the California girl, Summerland.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Man.
How are you?
Doing
well. Continental lovers in the house, big boy. And what a show we have this week. We're talking baseball, football, NASCAR. Patricia, what do you think about that NASCAR race?
Oh, my gosh. Eddie and Jeff, it was certainly an intense time, an intense race. I call them smash them up, just like those cars you do. You know, those little play cars we used to have when we were little? Flipping them over and fire, you name it. It was a lot of action. I think it was really, it was crazy.
Expensive wrecks. That's what I call them. Very expensive toys.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, what about the USFL and your thoughts?
Well, Herschel Walker, Trump, the late, great Burt Reynolds, they couldn't make it work.
Man.
Are they going to be able to make it work this time? I don't know. I look forward to getting the Orlando Renegades back at some point. That's when I'll start to enjoy the USFL. But, you know, there have been many tries to have an off NFL-type league. And up
right,
to this point,
yeah,
nobody's been able to pull it off. I don't know if it's just because of the fact that they can't get the big names because, you know, playing 24/7, 365 is a little too much for those guys. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I always love opportunity, and this gives opportunity to guys who aren't good enough to make it into the NFL a chance to play. And you know, as with the original iteration of this, three or four of those guys will be good enough where the NFL will take a look at them, and guys that wouldn't have gotten an opportunity will. So we'll see how
it
goes.
See the difference in this league, and we'll talk about that later in the show, but the difference is the pay scale. And, you know, you had Herschel Walker, Trump paying him millions of dollars to join the New Jersey Generals. And then you had Burt Reynolds. They had Steve Spurrier, and he had one good quarterback, too.
All right, guys, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
All over the world.
We're back with more Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland.
Oh, mercy, 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 Jeff and Patricia. We got to talk about what we know about trade rumors about Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Jimmy G, as you like to call him, Jeff, and Carson Wentz. Patricia, it's unbelievable that these guys are even on the market, really.
Right? I know. And can you believe the reigning MVP is mentioned on the trade block, too?
Oh, man. That is the stupidest thing. Man.
What is going on in Green Bay?
They don't know, Patricia. That's the problem.
Bad management. I tell you what, the only reason why Aaron Rodgers' name is on that list is because of the fact that they have made him unhappy and he wants out. There is no way Green Bay is ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he was a little immature in being upset that they drafted a young guy to compete for that job behind him, but the reality of it is Aaron Rodgers should have seen that he had to come in and sit all those years behind Brett Favre and learn the system, and it worked
out. That's why he was mad, Jeff.
Why?
Yeah, because he
But Eddie,
he doesn't want to be insulted like that.
Why would you begrudge a team for drafting a young quarterback if they've already proven in the past?
Because the quarterback they drafted, they wasted it. He needed a wide receiver or somebody to help the offense. He didn't need a backup quarterback who sucks. And that guy sucks.
Yeah.
That's a wasted draft pick.
I'll give you that. But the reality of it is that a franchise like the Green Bay Packers, and you have to give it to them, they're not one of these franchises that makes a run and then goes away for years and years and years and toils. They consistently put a team out there that wins, and you can't begrudge them for thinking about the future. Now, granted, you're right. They didn't have.
Come on. Yeah. Future of what? You're going to have that jerk, Patricia, going to try to fill the boots of Aaron Rodgers. And this guy doesn't even remember the signals.
Hey.
Much less anything else. And you're going to call him a starting quarterback in the NFL?
They may have missed the mark on this guy. You're right. And Aaron Rodgers should have seen that as an opportunity to get a couple more years out of a team that doesn't mess around. I mean, yes, they've had some bad luck with offensive weapons.
Hey, Jeff, it goes way beyond drafted Cipollone.
Hey, listen.
You know that?
Listen to me, Eddie. You know how many great let's talk about Matthew Stafford right now. How much do you think Matthew Stafford wishes that he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers? Aaron Rodgers was complaining about an offense that wasn't good enough in a year that they made the playoffs.
Matthew Stafford, when he was with the Detroit Lions, Patricia, would have gave his first 5 years of pay to play for the Packers.
That's what I'm saying. And Aaron Rodgers. So I don't want to sit here and lay all the blame at the feet of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay Packers, they did it to Brett Favre. They are legend killers. They did it to Bart Starr. I mean,
it's funny you say that they're legend killers because
they are.
Those guys are legends because they played with the Green Bay Packers. If Brett Favre had stayed with the Atlanta Falcons or Bart Starr had played for the Detroit Lions, they would not be legends.
Yeah, the word was but, Patricia. Did you hear that? But.
Well, you know what? I'm thankful that Matthew Stafford is right where he wants to be, is with the Rams, and rightfully so. And he took my team to the Super Bowl, so yay for that. And now Aaron Rodgers, hey.
He can quit right now, Patricia. And he's the happiest Larry that you ever seen. He's got that Super Bowl ring.
He's got the Super Bowl ring, of course.
Absolutely. And I'm so proud of Matthew Stafford because he deserved it. You're talking about a great quarterback that was just wandering out in the desert like Moses for 40 years.
Well, you had to get it right after 13. Yeah. I mean, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He parted the skyline chilly seas.
You know that Russell Wilson, though, you guys, there is a chance. There's a chance he can go with the Washington Commanders, too.
What a time to be a free agent quarterback or a quarterback that's demanding a trade out of a team where you have a Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that is clearly going to be looking for a name to fill the shoes of TB12. I mean, that's a tough pair of shoes to fill.
And you know who they're looking at and who they're really going after, Patricia? They are on the hunt for Russell Wilson.
That,
can you imagine?
Yeah, right.
Russell Wilson coming in after Tom Brady. Oh my goodness.
They're contenders with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that proves, I guarantee you, Patricia and Jeff, it proves that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a franchise that loves to win now. They got a taste of it with Tom Brady, and it tastes real good. And so if they get that Russell Wilson, oh my goodness, they're gonna go back to the Super Bowl, and it's gonna be the Rams and the Bucks in the divisional playoffs next year to see who goes to the Super Bowl. Only if Russell Wilson gets there.
Exactly, because right now there's a lot of teams that want him. Just like I said, the Washington Commanders. Well, they say they're securing him, so we'll see.
They have the makings of a good team in Washington. They've got a great wide receiver. They've got a good running back. They've got a defense that, you know, they've got Chase Young, who is going to be the anchor of that defense for years to come. So it could be a good move for him. I know Eddie doesn't think that, but if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I keep Jimmy G for a couple more years, and I draft a quarterback. I figure out a way to trade up in the draft and get a quarterback, although this is the worst year. But you know what? I'll say this. When it comes to quarterback drafts, there have been very few years where everybody says this is a great quarterback year. I mean, we have to look all the way back to the year when Ben Roethlisberger and
you look back to the year of 1983 where all the legends came out of.
Well, I mean, we had a bunch of legends come out in one draft again with Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, and who was the other? There were three of them that came out that same year.
I can't remember the other guy, but I know who you're talking about. My sports mind is
anyway. All three of them had great careers, and so I think that you could go. You could just send your scouts out there. The NFL Combine's happening, by the way. They moved back on the COVID rules, so the kids are going to show up. There was talk of a boycott.
It's about time to do that. You know that, and also let's talk about.
Yeah, it has
you
to.
Know who's been a real? He's had really only one good year. He had a so-so year this year. It's Carson Wentz.
he's not a winner. He's a guy who seems to be injured more than he is not injured. So I think that Indianapolis made a good move getting him and trying to see if a change of scenery would be good for him. But they saw what Philadelphia had seen, and that is that this is a guy. This is a guy. Yeah, he's not the guy to win you a Super Bowl. I mean, really, no. if you look at Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, he goes down and Nick Foles takes that team and wins a Super Bowl. That means that it wasn't Carson Wentz that made that team good. That team was good enough for Nick Foles, who, by the way, I don't even think is in the league anymore, was able to take that team and win the Super Bowl and be the MVP.
Hey, so, I'm going to tell you who you need to watch next year as a quarterback is Trevor under Doug Peterson. For everybody listening, he's the one who took the Philadelphia Eagles as head coach to the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. And I can tell you what, he's a quarterback guy. And he knows, and Trevor Lawrence is a great, great talent.
And there's another obvious pick, Hutchinson. He's the top player in the 2022 NFL draft for Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. I don't think the Jaguars, Jeff, will take another quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that they need to really get some wide receivers and as up front to block for the guy.
If anybody is speaking of Jacksonville going after another quarterback, they're in la-la land. They're definitely not going to. What I probably would do if I were them is draft with their first pick in the draft, an offensive lineman. Their second pick in the draft, an offensive lineman. Their third pick in the draft, an offensive lineman. And if they don't do that, what they should do is trade their first pick in the draft for an already seasoned offensive lineman, because it doesn't matter if you have the best wide receivers in the world or the best tight end in the world with Trevor Lawrence. If he's getting sacked on every play, it's not going to matter.
Derek Carr is another choice for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're trying to acquire him.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
You know who we got? You know what we got coming up, Patricia?
My power player of the week. And my power player of the week is Austin Cindric. Of course, he won number one. He just stole it from Bubba Wallace and Chase Briscoe. He was one lap away becoming from back-to-back champion on the Xfinity circuit last year.
Absolutely.
So he lost the race, but hey, guys, he's a winner today. He proved that, didn't he? And by the way, Joey Logano, number 21. He was number one here in L.A., but boy, did he fall back, right?
Yeah, but you know something? What Austin is a rookie, you know, Jeff and Patricia, he will never ever have to win another race, because that's kind of like the World or the Super Bowl, the Daytona 500. You know, Tony Stewart was a winningest at Daytona 500, but he won more races in 100 and all these others, but he never won the Daytona 500. And Tony said this: I'd give up all the other victories for just Daytona 500. Because how important that race is to racing.
Austin Cindric did a rebound. That's what they call it, a rebound. So when you lose one, you come back. It's definitely a rebound in racing.
All right,
and that's the biggest race of the year. So, hey, applause for Austin Cindric. He was the rookie. Number one, great. And, you know, he took the bumps at the end to just make that finish line.
All right, guys. All right, guys. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, that's right, we are mouthing off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia the Superstar, Sunny the California Girl Summerland.
Absolutely, Patricia, it's good to be with
you. I still love that intro. You can just say that all the time, Jeff. I'm good.
we'll give you a recording of it. That way you can sleep with it. How about that?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll sleep very well.
I can only bring that one out when I'm feeling uber confident, because we know that every once in a while I trip up on your name. I've gotten so much better.
I'm
at
a Sutherland. It's okay.
Yeah, long as you, hey,
superstar Kiefer Summerland.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Hey, the great American race, the Daytona 500, and boy, did we see some action on the track.
All busted up.
Exactly like I was talking about. Man, it went over too. I was right. Dang it. A lot of good cars.
Denny Hamlin with a spin there. Not sure how much damage. Kyle Busch, 24 of William Byron. They're both going to get swept up in this. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell gets into Burton. And that's a long slide on the asphalt into the safer barrier, hard for Byron.
You just heard, Patricia, that all the smashes and brashes and Jeff who crashed and about the pileup. And, Patricia and Jeff, you know, when you have a big wreck like that, it really takes its toll on the race. It really does.
Yeah, I wonder if any of that had to do with the fact that they went from racing around that little track really slow to being able to open it up wide open again, and somebody got a little too cute.
Oh, I know. Well, it started off that way in the beginning. What, we lost one driver, right?
From
Kyle Busch. Was one with, that went sideways. Was it Brad? Keselowski pushed Harrison and caused the rookie to lose control, I guess, and he turned sideways. And then Kyle Busch and William Byron and Burton's car flipped into the roof before getting hit again. And then he turned and went back on all his tires. And then Ross Chastain, Christopher Bell, and Alex Bowman, he went right into the mess.
Crash out of turn four. One car got sideways into the wall, and half a dozen cars are in it, including Joey Logano. Tyler Reddick will be two of the casualties in the left rear. Is down on Logano's car.
High-sided there.
All right, that one took out Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, and Martin Truex Jr., lap 151.
Well, I guarantee you that's going to set up, you know, with these type, Patricia is and Jeff, when you're taking out these top caliber drivers, you know what it does? It sets up a great finish to the Daytona 500.
And well, I'd say it took out half the field, guys.
Absolutely. I mean, you hate to see that,
right?
You know, but it is what it is. And that's racing. As Tony Stewart would always say, what NASCAR race? You know?
Yeah, what NASCAR race have you been to and there isn't crashes? Has there ever?
Well, that's
no.
What people go to.
There's always crashes.
Yeah, they love to see wrecks. You know, it's like when you're on the freeway, you know, you see all these people rubbernecking, you know, if there's a little fender bender.
I hate that. Someone's changing their dang tire and they got to pull over.
They want to look, you know.
No, it's just a mess. Yeah,
people are just nosy, and
which creates more accidents on top of accidents.
You know, and you know this thing, Patricia and Jeff, it sets the great finish up. Yeah, and you know something, Stenhouse took him out, and he was leading with almost seven laps to go. Can you imagine that? And and hey, Patricia, think of this, 25. Of the over 40 cars crashed. Yeah. That's over half of the field, Jeff.
Exactly.
That was on the sidelines, you know, watching the race. You know,
well,
they were in their trailer. Yeah, they were in their trailer getting the plane and getting the hell out of there. But it's like, you know, so you only got really, you know, 20-something cars to race. And you know what I really loved about the whole Daytona 500? And I got some of my dear friends, Jim Prevey and Jim and Dan from Indianapolis, the home of the Colts. And they got a front row seat, man, on the start-finish line at the Daytona 500. And they told me that race was just unbelievable. And, you know, and I can't believe a rookie won the 500.
The more important thing there is that Bubba Wallace, always a bridesmaid, never a bride, comes in his second place of the Daytona 500. He was right there, thought he was going to take it, and the Rook was able to come in just a nose ahead of him.
That's right.
Well, you know, Bubba Wallace is, you know, Patricia, Bubba Wallace is always the bridesmaids, never the bride. and so it is what it is. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so close.
Bottom line is, if you're the bridesmaid all the time, it really doesn't matter.
Bubba will probably have a decent career, but those guys that never win the big race, they always regret never winning the big race. You had a story about that, didn't you, Eddie?
Yeah, one of my, you know, when I was producing the Peabody nominated Kids in Motorsports, we highlighted a guy by the name of Eric Amarillo. And he happens to have a great, great NASCAR career. And he's raced in 11 Daytona 500s, and this was his last one. And I can remember him when we shot him at a go-kart track, you know. And I just – it's something about him. And they signed him, you know, right after that at 16, 17 years old. And that's how good he was. And Eric Amarillo is really going to take a break for a little while. He's going to run a so-so schedule with Hendrix and – You know, he's a to be driving for Hendrick Motorsports, you got to be pretty damn good. He married Ursay's daughter, who owns the Indianapolis Colts. His daughter told him and said, once you get married, you know, they're the boss. So anyway, and so what the boss told him was, you're not going to race anymore. You got a big time job with the Indianapolis Colts. He's a lot safer and he's going to live a lot longer than driving an Indy car. Let me tell you a quick story and then I'm going to turn it over to Patricia and Jeff. But I'll never forget John Andretti told me, the late, great John Andretti, my dear friend John Andretti. I can tell John says, Eddie, you know, in practice, you know, for the Indy 500, you know, there's nobody in the stands and boom, you take off. They drop that green flag and you going like 200 miles an hour when you hit the first turn. And then all of a sudden, boom, it takes guts to drive that fast. And then he said, on race day, you're not going to believe this. He said, they dropped that flag. And then all of a sudden it looks like that turn is like 100 yards away from you because of the people in the stands, right? They fill it up and it makes the grandstands close the track in. And he said, let me tell you something. The first time, my first Indy 500, I swear to God, I made that first turn at 210 miles an hour with my eyes closed, and I'll never forget that. He said, those fans were on, they were like in my lap, and he said, I really didn't know what to do. And that was, I think that was the time he did the double where he wrestled the he wrestled the car, right? But he was driving, he did the Indy 500, and then he did the it was either the four, no, it was a Charlotte 600 at night, remember?
Yep.
And he was the first one to do that in one day.
Wow.
And that was quite a feat with John, and you know, we really miss him, and we lost him in 2020, and what a really a good guy, Jeff and Patricia, he was.
All right, guys, we'll be back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerland. The USFL draft, Eddie.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive, the USFL. You know, the 35-round inaugural player draft, the historical two-day event took place in Birmingham, Alabama, the home to the USFL regular season games in 2022. Patricia, can you give us some of these names and remind all these people of the USFL?
Absolutely, I can. How about the Michigan Panthers?
Wow.
Tampa Bay Bandits. Philadelphia Stars, the New Jersey Generals, Houston Gamblers, Birmingham Stallions, and Pittsburgh Maulers, and New Orleans Breakers. Now we say New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Well, yeah, Nolans, I'm so baby. Californian, Nolans. I can't even do that. Sorry, guys.
New Orleans.
How about New Orleans? Like nothing. Okay. Got it.
I'm excited to see what they can do here. It's a strange situation, you know, that with them making the decision to kind of play all of their games in the same city. It's
right.
Obviously that is detrimental to fan base. I mean, everybody in Birmingham could probably show up and fill that stadium, and I don't think that's going to happen every game. So it'll be tough. Do they have a television deal, Eddie?
Yeah, they do. They have one with Fox and one with NBC.
Okay, good. And, so they'll be on national television.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Fox is covering it. Yeah.
Yeah, Fox is going to cover, opening night. I think either one or two games. I'm not sure. And then they'll flip-flop from NBC to Fox. What they're trying to do is bring that out, you know, ahead of the XFL, and it's going to be so many leagues that they're going to really dilute everything. Football is kind of going to be diluted in a lot of ways because people get sick of it, you know, year round.
Right.
And especially, you know, these are more minor league type guys that may make it or may not make it. But they don't have any real big kind of players yet that they've signed. And unlike the USFL before, I mean, you had guys like Jim Kelly, quarterback in the Houston Gamblers. You had Herschel Walker with the Generals. And then you had a high-profile owners like Trump with the New Jersey Generals. Trump signed Herschel Walker, gave him a big contract, and got him away from the NFL. And, Jeff, you know something? You made something, a statement a few shows ago that you still believe that because of this league that the NFL held a grudge against Herschel Walker. And you know something? I really believe you're right.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is that was a major coup for Herschel Walker to go over there. Jim Kelly needed a chance to kind of show himself off a little bit, and obviously
right.
he eventually ended up in the NFL and did a great job. But Herschel Walker was an unbelievable star in college, and he was the next coming. And you don't really think of him that much as an NFL player. He's thought of more as a great college player, and that's unusual for football.
Well, I can tell you this: if Dallas Cowboys wouldn't have won three Super Bowls, it wasn't for Herschel Walker.
I know, but he
they traded him to the Minnesota Vikings for all them number one picks, and they got Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I mean, okay, they got the trifecta because of poor Herschel Walker. And they sent him up to no man's land, Patricia, and he was really never heard of after that, really.
That probably goes down as, if not the worst, definitely top five worst trades of all time. And
but, you know, Herschel for the USFL put butts in the seats.
Yeah.
And the tickets went soaring, Patricia, with the USFL back when they signed Herschel Walker. And Trump paid him. It was like $5 or $6 million a year. They had great owners like Burt Reynolds with the Tampa Bay Bandits. Can you imagine that? You know, you had Steve Spurrier, the king of Florida, right?
People forget that Burt Reynolds was a phenomenal college quarterback.
Football. Yeah, he was a great football player. I remember Burt. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Burt, in fact, you got those pictures of him in his uniform everywhere.
You know they still show who him. His roommate was, don't you?
Was it Steve Spurrier?
Mm-hmm. No,
at different schools.
And he has been on Mouthing Off many, many times from the ESPN club at Disney. Lee Corso.
Oh, wow. That's you don't think of Burt Reynolds being as old as Lee Corso.
Well, you know, sorry, Lee, you're a great guy.
I've met you many times.
He died at 84, you know,
yeah.
or 83.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I know.
And Smokey and the Bandit. You know,
he was a good actor.
The story behind Smokey and the Bandit? They made that for like $3-4 million. And they were supposed to lose money. You know, it was
well,
made
they certainly
to lose.
Didn't.
No, they made it's about still, $200 million. And then
right.
what they did, they gave Hal Needham classic. Too much money to do Smokey and the Bandit too. And see, he screwed it up. And so if they'd have gave him the budget they gave him on the first one, he'd have done a good job again. But no, he didn't. But Burt Reynolds was really, really good, you know, from Gunsmoke all the way through. But the Smokey and the Bandits, man, him and Sally Field, Jackie Gleason, I mean, Jerry
oh, yeah.
Reed. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, if you're a kid listening to this show and you've never seen Smokey and the Bandit, you should definitely
You better
give
go
it a
look at it.
Yeah,
that's
go
one
go
of the
watch it.
Thing
yeah.
in the world.
It's one for the books, definitely,
oh,
Eddie.
It yeah. and you know some of the stunts and everything they did. You know that was right up on 85 in Jonesboro in Georgia.
That was
Georgia.
The real deal.
You know, I'm in Georgia right now and on a production, but I can tell you one thing: that highway, boy, they lit it up, and Smokey the Bandit was still one of the greatest movies of all time. And look at the stars.
Jackie Gleason, boy,
oh my God.
Can't believe you come from my loin. When I get home, yeah. I'm going to punch your mother right in her mouth.
Mouth, right?
I mean, yeah, that was a classic line right there.
Hey, Patricia, the lines that Jackie Gleason came out with.
Oh, and he's one of a kind,
he was
boy.
A master. You know what?
He
really
was
funny?
One of the best. Yeah.
He wasn't scripted. He was never scripted.
Why would you?
Was just, I mean, they just wind him up and let him go. And Burt Reynolds, I saw a Burt on an interview one time about Jackie Gleason. He said, let me tell you something. He used to come up with the wildest stuff that, you know, we had to cut a lot of it out, Ed, because it was like crazy. But the funny thing is, he said, you can't script a guy like him because he's too good. Just tell him what you want and he'll give it to you. And that's the key. Patricia, when you got talent and you can talk and you can act or you or whatever, Jeff, wind the guy up, let him do his thing, and that's what you'll get.
Hey, all you directors,
it's like that monkey playing the tambourine. Wind him up and let him go.
All you directors out there, let me give you a hint that will make you very successful. If you hire a comedian to be in your movie, do not give him a script. They are funnier than your writers. Guaranteed.
Well, absolutely. What you don't want to do is force a guy to be something he's not. What you're hiring is the personality of the comedian or the actor. And what you do is you give them so many lines, But then you turn them loose. When they need to be themselves, you really turn them loose. And that's the difference in really, really directing Patricia and producing and trying to show somebody.
But a brilliant actor, Eddie, like all the Brad Pitts and Johnny Depps, listen, they can play anything. I don't believe that. I think, that's not true because there's many good actors that can go. And in fact, I was just watching something on Netflix about Princess Di, her biography. You guys have to check it out. It's excellent. Christian Stewart played Princess Di, and she killed it. I mean, it was just amazing how she went into that character.
Yeah, I think you're misunderstanding, though. It's a difference. Those are actors. I'm talking about comedians. When you hire a comedian, you don't give them a script. The fact of the matter is that when I've never heard anybody say, when they're talking about one of the funniest lines in movie history, I've never heard anybody say, man, that was so funny. He did that directly as the script said. Every great line they say, you know, that wasn't scripted. He said that right off the cuff. Every funny line in movie history.
Well, that's pretty much true. But,
well,
you know,
like all the Eddie Murphys and, Jerry Lewis. Come on.
You got to let them go and do their thing. And, it's like we're negotiating with a movie now with a great actor by the name of Matthew McConaughey. We're negotiating with him to play in a movie that I wrote. So I'm really excited about that.
I've never heard of him. Is he an up and coming guy?
Yeah, I think so.
I know, right?
And so, you know me, I don't work with jabronis. Well, number one, we didn't really get to this, but Major League Baseball. I am so mad, Patricia, at Major League Baseball because they postponed the start of spring training due to labor disputes. And that could have a disastrous outcome because of this situation. And you know something? You got to remember this. MLB is like all professional sports. Greed takes over, and ultimately the fans pay the price. And the owners, they don't care. It's all about the money. And am I right or wrong, Patricia?
That's right. It's a money grab, Eddie.
It's funny, Eddie. I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I feel like the reality of this is that the owners are the ones that are more likely to lose money if it goes on strike. And the players, listen to me. What job out there is paying you enough money where you can literally say, hey, I want to get paid more, so I'm going to not show up for work and take a year off to make you pay me more? It's rare air that those players are breathing. Now, granted, I think they should be paid their market value. And if the market says that a guy should be paid $500 million and an owner wants to pay a guy $500 million, then he should be paid that. But the reality of it is that these owners, if those stadiums don't open for a baseball season, they're going to take the hit. The players...
No, they're not.
Why not?
Let me tell you this. Okay.
Hey, you don't get paid. You know right now that sports is all about the TV money, and those TV contracts don't get paid if they don't get aired.
They've got the guaranteed TV money. It's guaranteed. Bottom line is this: they're both greedy, and they're both making a whole lot of money. The players are making, and this is hard for me to say. They're making way too much money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But all these guys need to be in spring training to give the fans what they a year of baseball. I'm telling you, if they do not do this, Jeff, it's going to kill baseball.
They should.
It's bad.
They should ban Scott Boris. I'm starting that hashtag ban Scott Boris. Yeah. Here we go. All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
Here we go, guys. It is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, Sunny the California Girl, Summerland.
Absolutely. Fast Eddie's been in a house all night long. And you know, Patricia, we've had one hell of a show. And, I mean, from the Daytona 500 and to talking about Major League Baseball to the USFL's kicking it off party. And that's going to be interesting, the USFL, believe it or not. And this NASCAR season is really starting to heat up.
It's going to be really, really good. And you know, for all the listeners out there, if you want to see Cedric Austin, he's appearing at the Wise Power 400 at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. So check him out. Look at your local listings there to go and watch him race again. You might be lucky. And do another rebound, as they say.
That's going to be a road course race, Jeff. And you know, Fontana.
Yeah, it's old school. Yeah. I've been there a lot.
Absolutely. And it's a road course race. And that's where road course was really big, is in California. But I love talking, you know, about spring training heating up and the heat's getting on the owners and the players for not showing up. And the fans are going to be really, really irritated. And there's a lot of guys, it's going to be a lot of no-shows if they're not careful. And that's the sad thing, Jeff, of anything that when all these guys are making this kind of money, just go and play the game. You're not going to lose money because you'll get your money back.
Negotiate and play. That's what I agree. Negotiate and play.
Negotiate and play. Absolutely. And you should. Because Patricia, the bottom line is it hurts the fans and it hurts the image of the game. And that's what it's all about. That's how come they have the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown for all the guys who love the game and were great enough to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I'm not saying that every damn one of them is great. You know what I mean? Human being. Because you got bad human beings in every sport. It doesn't matter. And in life. Well, thanks, fans. And we'll see you next week right here on Mouthing Off.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.